Okay, starting by Rav Hanunah, where we left off. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Towards the bottom. About 15 lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Yanai. So till now we were discussing the Indian of Pigul, and everything has to be consistent for what, based on what we had in the Mishnah. Meaning if you're choshev to achilus, if you're choshev that it's achilah, it has to be achilus mizbeach for mizbeach, achilus adam for adam. And we had that if you machashev to eat something which is not supposed to be eaten, it doesn't become pigul. And the same thing the other way around. If you machashev to be makt or something, shaloi bizmane, which is the derech to eat, that would not, that's what we had so far in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is analyzing how much of an achila do you need. So Rav Yanai comes with a tremendous chiddush. Omar Rav Yanai. Chishev she'yachluhu kolavim l'macho. Okay, this seems to be a total plea. The whole shaila seems to be a plea. The only way to explain the shaila, then the maskana doesn't seem to make sense. So again, the kohen shechted or did one of the dalal avodas, and he had in mind that a dog should eat it. That a dog should eat it chutz l'zmanu. Because if he had in mind the dog should eat it toich zmanu, then it's not pigul. See, even that would be easier to understand. It would be easier to understand that if a dog eats it, it's not called achila. So therefore, it's not achila bizmanai. Achila bizmanai means that the achila has to happen bizmanai. So a non-achila bizmanai is equivalent to achila shaloi bizmanai. It's basically an achila shaloi kedin. We'd be able to understand that better than to say that, no, if you had in mind that the dog should eat it bizmanai, then it's kosher. But if you had in mind that the dog should eat it shaloi bizmanai, it's not kosher. What does that mean? That's for sure. Halacha achilas klavim is nothing. So now the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk from Tanakh where the Navi describes a dog eating the flesh of Izevel as a curse for all the terrible things that Izevel did. And the Navi says that the basar of Izevel will be eaten by the klavim. From there the Gemara extracts that achilas klavim is an achila. It's a machafis even. Omar Aviana, chishiv sheyachlu klavim l'macho. Pigul. It's pigul. What do we know that from? It says in the pasuk. It says, Izevel, yoichlu ha-klavim b'chelek Yisrael. So you see that the flesh of Izevel will be eaten by the dogs. Right? Forget how you describe it.
No, the Navi
stable
word,
the Eichel, you're way ahead of me, because I don't even know what's going on here. I have no idea what's going on here. Now, the only kasha the Gemara has is maskif. So if you had in mind that a fire should consume it, basically, that you'll throw it into a fire, shaloi bizmanu. For that, we also have a pasuk, the pasuk in Iyuv, techlu eish loy noifach. The Novi also use a lashon of achilas eish. So, mameila, that should also be good. Achanami the pigul. V'chitem achanami. So, what are you going to tell me in achanami? So, I could use the pasuk from Elohim to tell me about Izevel. And I'll use the pasuk from Eiv to tell me about it. So I could go around now Tanakh. And every time I find Achila, So Gemara says, "Ain't Echanami." What are you going to tell me, Echanami? That's what you're going to tell me. What? Nan, lechol chatzizay is lach. The chatzizay is kosher, right? So if it says to eat a half a kazayis, to be makta half a kazayis, it's kosher. She nachil baktom mitzdarf. So Gemara says, "Ain't Echanami." That may also be good. The problem is that in your mind, you had in mind the Lashon HaKedoshah. So now we're mamish becoming technical. Meaning, if the guy had in mind that he'll eat a chatzik kazayis chutzul zmanui and he'll have the mizbeach eat a chatzik kazayis chutzul zmanui and a chanami. Pingel. His machshava was HaKedoshah. That's the whole problem. That's what it says. Eid afki b'loshan achila, meaning if you had the haktor in mind, b'loshan achila chaname, the taka would work. And the only reason is, but over here, chacham ha'askin eid afki b'loshan haktor, b'loshan achila, b'loshan haktor, it's a separate l'shainis. So this whole thing is merafi sigra, the whole sigra. And then we'll see as we go on, I mean, but L'chayre, it's a Dover Pashat that in Kol HaTorah Kula Achilas Pehem is not an Achila. When I say it's not an Achila, it doesn't have a Din Achila. Anytime there's a Din of Achila in Kol HaTorah Kula, Achilas Pehem doesn't have a Din Achila. Meaning if Pehem Machol Sasuchis, there's no reason to give it to a dog to eat. It's not an Achila. It's not Achila Sodom. That's for sure. Elamai, L'chayre, there are two ways to understand Pigul. Take a step back. And as we go on in the sugya, seems to be a hemshech of the sugya like that. There's two ways to look at Pigul. One way to look at Pigul is, it's not a din achilu gavra. It's not a din that I'm thinking about eating it shaloi bizman. It's not me. It's that the korban is going to get eaten shaloi bizman. So the focus is not... The focus is what you're projecting to happen to the korban. Okay? If you remember, we discussed this maybe even a year ago already. We had a brisker rav in Yuma, where the brisker rav goes through the different sugyas and shas about sikha. Because some sugyas and shas say sikh is kishtiyah. If you put something on your skin, your ointment, you anoint your body with something. So that is considered... The smearing it on the body is considered drinking it. So we find that in several places. And it works even for the Reise. L'moshul. By Trume. It could be Soch B'Shemesh or Trume. Right. By Shvius there's a discussion. By Shvius there's not a discussion. If we say Sikhi Kishti or not. By Yom Kippur, for some reason, we don't say Sikhi Kishti. Separate issue of Sikhi. That's one of the Chamishinuyim. But Sikh is a separate... You're not Chayiv Koros for Sikh. It's not Achilu Shtiyah. So how do you get a handle on it? And again, even within the places that Sikh Kishtiyah works, not by Einshim, there's conflicts between Shvius, again, according to some Tanoim, between Shvius and Trume. By Trume is clear that it works. You could be Socha... A coin with Shemin Shal Trumin. So the Brisker Rav gives a Gevaldik Yisoid. Gevaldik Yisoid. And it fits with the Pasuk. It fits with the Pasuk that the Gemara Neumann brings. The Gemara says, Minolan Sikhi Kishtiyah. So the Gemara brings a Pasuk. Fatovei Kishemin Bekirboi. It went into his body. Fatovei Kishemin Bekirboi. So he says, the Brisker Rav says, that if you're looking at the oil, what happened to the oil? The oil got consumed, just like shtiyah. In other words, what happened to this oil? It got consumed by the body, swallowed up by the body. Meaning, one way to look at it is when you do sikh on your body, it never went into your body. It never got absorbed in your body the way something eating or drinking would have. And the other way to look at it is no. Sikh is another, it's like another avenue to put something into the goof. You could put something in the goof through eating. You could put something in the goof through shtiyah. You could put something in the goof through sikha. Is sikha Mitzad the Adam a Maisa Achila? No. Is it a Maisa Shtia? No. But did the thing that you smear on your body get absorbed as halachically to the same degree as Achila v'Shtia? The answer is yes. And with that, the Brisk Rav beautifully weaves his way through. So by Yom Kippur, you're not Chayv Koros. Because the Koros on Yom Kippur is not for the food getting absorbed. It's for doing a Maisa Achila, Maisa Shtia. You didn't do that. So you put it from Koros. By Tumah, where the halacha is that it's supposed to be used for what we call hanor shel kilui, you're supposed to have hanor from Tumah in a way where it gets consumed. You're not allowed to use Tumah in a way that it doesn't get consumed. That's why even Tumah Tameh, there's a din la'oiroi. The kohen could benefit while he's burning it. There's even a mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan al-Mzachim says that the kohen is mekayim a mitzvah, like achilas kotcher, achilas Tumah. By Tumah Tameh, there's also a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to use it up as fuel. But that's called a consumption. And therefore, the scale is consumption. That's why Lamarshal, the Gemara talks about a kohen that rents a behemoth. If he's allowed to be Michael at Karshine Trumah. Right? Or Mizaynois of a love, a Mizaynois of a love. The same thing with the other way around. If you have a behemoth of a kohen, it's all totally in who's getting the Hanas Kibli. Who's getting the hanah of the consumption? So by Tumah, it's all totally in consumption. Umemela, the sikha is kishtiyah. Because it got consumed. The Tumah is not allowed to be used for hanois other than consumption. It was consumed. And it was consumed on the same degree as shtiyah. Zokta Briskerov, by shviyas there's a debate. By Shvius, there's a tzad that there's a mitzvah of lo'ochlo. That's already on the gavra. Mele, according to that view, you can't shmir Shvius because it's lo'ochlo. It's a bitl. If it's roi lachil, it's a bitl in lo'ochlo. Okay? That'll give us a little bit of idea what I'm trying to bring out here by pigul. By pigul, there's two ways to look at it. We know that pigul is, if you have in mind, that this kodesh should be eaten shaloi bizmanai. Is that a person will be over the Isra of Achilas Kashrim Chutzal Zmanai. That's one way to look at it. If that's the case, thinking about a dog or a monkey, it's Dvarim Batel. It's absolutely Dvarim Batel. It's no different than somebody had in mind that the meat will just sit around. It'll become noiser. It doesn't become pickle. Somebody has in mind, this meat I'm going to do nothing with. I'm locking it up. It's going to sit around. That's not pickle. It's going to be chutzal zmanai. Yeah, but there's no achila chutzal zmanai. But if you learn that pigul is not, that's not the idea. The idea is consumption. It's going to get consumed. It's going to get consumed. Okay, so then, however, it's going to get consumed. So now let's go into the Gemara's thinking now. Mamonashach. If the Gemara understands that the oneness of pigul is maisa odom of achila, so then it's narishkeit to think about kelev. What's achilas klavim? It's narishkeit. If the Gemara is just talking that the Gemara is going with the assumption, no, it's the consumption of the culture. Then that would mean that the shiloh, then what's the shiloh? It's being consumed. It's being consumed in the same way that from all adam it's being consumed. There's no nafkamina. So what are we learning from Izevel? It's mamish a plea. Now the Shit Mukubetza says differently. But if you look at Toysus talks about, there's two Toysus in it. One Toysus, the two small Toysus in Chishiv Sheikhlu Klavim, and the next Toysus says Izevel Yechlu HaKlavim. He goes Menakotza LaKotza. The first Toysus is talking about wants to bring a raya that you need mamash achilas adam. You need achilas adam, Tosfos says. Klavim, the safe parakal apsul amina, the chisha sheikhlu tmeim, loy avi pigul. Vitzorach of Irish tam, am I gora me achilas klavim? Meaning, Tosfos is asking, kavuchoyme basically. If achilas tmeim, is not enough to make it pigul, at least the Gemara has a tzad that it's not enough to make it achilas klavim, achilas pingu. That means you need a halacha dik achila. Not only you need a halacha dik achila, you need a halacha dik achila of adam kosher. So Tois is saying, if that's the case, why would a dog be better? He doesn't answer. Tois doesn't answer. He says, Tzorech l'farish. He says, there has to be a difference. Tzorech l'farish, tam, am I gola? Why is it worse? That's Tois's sarkash. If you look at the Shita Mukubetzes on the left, Ois Cotton Vov, he asks the same question as Tosfos. He gives up his talents. Difficult talents. In time out, V'aloi b'perik b'kol ha'psulim, he asks the same question as Tosfos. V'yesh loim out, D'shani achilas t'mei, or shani t'mei, she'poislim koidim achila b'negiyeh. Meaning, Tosfos is readjusting. Tosfos is saying, by achilas t'meim, by the time you eat it, it's already possible. Over here, the dog is consuming kosher kachim. Except for the fact that it's shaloi bizman. In other words, pingul has to be that the only problem is that it's achilas shaloi bizman. By t'meim, it's already tamei before the achilas. So Mamela, what? Oh! Look at the sheet of Aita, you see. Fa'afalpi, shiyochel chaveru l'toich v'yibu beis ha'bliya shaloi. Ein derech achila bekach. This is like fascinating. Ein derech achila. So the dog is more derech achila. What's the tzachno? So the dog, yeah? You made it worse. The whole idea of our, as we said, our sugya doesn't even begin to go anywhere unless you assume that pigul is not a din in the ma'is achilus adam. It's that she get consumed. And that's why the dog became a mechutin. Snoopy became a mechutin. So Snoopy is not derech achila. When I say derech achila, I'm saying of a Torah to get derech achila. I'm not talking about the Novi saying a story that the dogs ate. I understand. But it's not a derech achila. Right? So what's going on? The Torah says, by the slav, that you'll eat the slav. Ada sheyetze mi'apchem, achila gasa. So over there also, it's not a din achila. But the Torah says you'll eat it until it comes out of it. It's going to be achila gasa. Torah still calls it an achila. Because there's a metzias of eating. I mean, yeah, the dog is consuming it. So what's the Shita's answer? The Shita's asking, how could it be that you don't need halacha dik achila? We see even tmeim is a question mark. A dog is no better, which is Tosfos' kasha. The dog is no better than tmeim. I mean, how could a dog be better than tmeim? Tmeim is a compromised achilas adam, right? That's the way we would categorize it. So the sheet is answering, well, over there it becomes tmei before you even ate it. Suck the sheet and pass lavdavke. Put it directly into your mouth. Somebody else could put it directly into your mouth. And then it's happening with Vasachas. Zok Tosfos, Zok the Shita. No, it's not derech achila bekach. One second. So the violence of Mamish Merafi Sikh. It's not derech achila bekach. Zok down. It's not derech achila bekach. And Memela, that's the reason why it's for Revolt Piresh, a new pshat. So the second part of Tosfos wants, the second part of the Shita basically wants to say, if you hold that achilas t'meim would be no good, then there'd be no makom for our sukkah. And that whole sukkah later on is going on one side, but basically the second terrace in the Shita holds ein hachinami. According to this terrace of the Gemara, You don't need achilas kosher. Achilas tamei would also be meaning if. So that works. That works.
No.
Zev, you don't mean what you're saying. You can't mean what you're saying. Are you telling me that if a kohen is mechashev, that Beryl, his friend, is going to eat it shalei bizmani, it's not pigul? We already had. Of course that's pigul. So Beryl doesn't have to eat it. If I were Beryl and you told me you had a mind I should eat something shalei bizmani, then go jump in the lake? You mean you had a mind I should eat chaza? Then go jump in the lake. Make atovas chaloim. What's able to do with me? Why is a tamei person any more in control of not eating than a tohar person is in control of not eating?
Because a tamei person is not going to start up with kachim to begin with. Right?
Why not? Because he's a Torah observant Jew.
Yeah, he's not even in the parsha.
Why is he not in the parsha, Zev? Because the Torah said so. And the Torah said about Pigel, it's chorus. So that he isn't a Baalshe. It's in the same code book. In the same art scroll version for dummies.
If he goes ahead,
now you're really going away.
His Machshava is to go ahead. It's the same thing. His Machshava is to go ahead.
Again. Is the Kohen Tomei any more in control not eating it than the Kohen Torah Shalei Bizmanei? Is there any less of a prohibition for the Kohen Torah to eat it? Actually, the Kohen Torah to eat it would be better. The Kohen Torah to eat it, Chutz Lizmani, would be more of an issue. It's pigul. Kosher pigul. So, why in the world would the Kohen Torah eat it? The Torah says, I don't care what happens by Pigul. It's my machshava that counts. So what's the difference if my machshava was a Kohen Torah is going to eat it or a Kohen Tomei is going to eat it?
So of what relevance is it when the Tomei is going
to eat it?
He's not doing it. The fellow is only thinking that this should happen.
Exactly.
So he's only thinking of the Achila. He's not thinking of the Tomei aspect.
Exactly. That's our kasha. What's the teretz in the shita? Understand? We don't begin to understand what the teretz in the shita is. The shita and toys is both seem to be asking the same question. L'chayra pigul requires a halachic achila. And the proof is that even a tomei's achila, even your thought about a tomei achila, is enough to disengage pigul. Surely Snoopy. Why is Snoopy a bigger machutin than a kohen tomei? That's the kasha. That's Toysis kasha. That's the Shita Mugobetsis kasha. The main sheet is teretz. The second part is saying in a chanami, the sukkis are not going in the same track. But the main teretz of the sheet is, well, you can make it tomei first. So that I understand. That I understand. You can make it tomei first. Even though you could still argue, your question, who cares? Who cares? But maybe you could say that's all part of your machshava, meaning my machshava has to be that basar kachim, which is otherwise kosher, is going to be eaten chutz l'zmanei. That's part of the guidelines of pigul. Is you have to have in mind that meat, which is edible other than the fact that it's shalei bizmanei, is going to be eaten. But if I have in mind that kachim, which is anyway not going to be roy to be eaten, should be eaten shalei bizmanei, it's all me. Nothing to do with you. It's me. The one who's having the kavana has to have in mind that something which is otherwise edible in halacha, other than the fact that it's shalei bizmanei. No. You're saying something else. Let me hear what Yossi's asking. Yossi's asking something else. What would be if the kohen would have in mind that gladly he's going to be metame the kachim. Gladly he's going to be metame the kachim. Right? What would be the halacha? Right? So clearly that wouldn't associate. The reason why that wouldn't associate is because the Torah only recognizes the machshavas that relate to the achila. Now, inclusive in that is any dinim, that was the Gemara Shaila later, any dinim that related, meaning once we're recognizing the achila, Anything else you're going to do, you're going to go to a chasen, you're going to go to bar mitzvah, you're going to jump, you're going to dance, you're going to make a tummy. Those things we don't think about. But any machshava that you have related to the achila, it's almost like a migu which you find throughout Shas. Migu davi doifin l'shabes davi. Once we're recognizing, once the Torah recognizes the machshavas achila, it sucks up the achila with all of the interrelated actions. Part of the interrelated actions is that the guy's tummy. That's Yossi, your question is not a good question. Nothing to do with our sugi. It's a good question on the sugi later on. Why does the fact that the guy happens to be tummy associate to your machshav? If that's your question, it's a good question. But that, right now we're dealing with a sugi that's mamish. It's like ma'aseh merkava. That question, I have a shtickle eitzah for, like I just explained to you. The suffix of the Gemara is, once we take into account the ma'aseh achila, that's the whole basic fundamental of pingul. So maybe it takes into account how that achila is being done. An action which you have that's not associated to the achila is not taken into the account. That I can wrap my head around it. It's a chiddush, that's the shaila of the Gemara. But here, it's a plea. The Eitz HaToisus has as well, if a guy would stick it directly into the mouth with a tomei, it's not derech achila. Yeah, and clovim. The only reason why clovim is good meaning a machsheves pigul, is because we don't look at the achila, we look at the consumption. So what's the toichev? And by the way, the toichev is like a total side note why it should look at derech achila. Because it is a derech achila. It's not the derech to get it into your mouth that way. That's not a chsarn in derech achila kol ha-terech kula. If somebody has a excavator outside their house, pick up a piece of nevela, and they stand there like Esav, haliteini no, and the excavator drops, that's definitely not the normal way of eating. The excavator drops the nevela into his mouth, and he chews it up and eats it, he's chayev. And it's called derech achila. Because not derech achila has to be, there's something about the eating itself that's not derech achila. And what I'm telling you is Aleph Bey is not even gimel, but if you need it, if you feel you need a mocker to it, the sugi and ksubis daf lamed, tochav lechaveh lechumah bebeis habli, he's chayev. It happens to be a beferish of sugi. If you needed a raya to it, there's a raya. You don't need a raya. If you needed a raya, there's a raya. So the Shita Mekubetzes from beginning to end is Merafe Sigra. Mamish from beginning to end. Number one, on the Mahalach that a dog qualifies for Pigul, so you surely don't need Derech Achilas Adam, because your emphasis is the consumption. Number two, even in make-believe world that you would need Derech Achila, this is Derech Achila. It was also done derech achila. It was consumed derech achila. It was consumed derech achila. Because going back to what you were saying, at which I'm surprised you're even raising this, going to what you were saying is, the only reason why we're associating the fact that the person was tummy is because that's part of the ma'aseh achila. The ma'aseh putting in the mouth is not even a ma'aseh achila b'chlal. That's like I hopped around to my kitchen to get the food, so it's not derech achila. Yes, that's not the normal way that people eat breakfast. They don't hop into the kitchen on one foot and eat breakfast. Ein achanami. Does that associate with the fact that the eating is not derech achila? Of course not. Because achila begins and ends on what halachically is part of the ma'aseh achila. Putting it into your mouth is not the ma'aseh achila. Consuming it is the ma'aseh achila. So provided that you consumed it in a normal way, however you did to get it into your mouth, it's not even part of the achila. It would go back to what you were saying, and if a guy had in mind, he's going to tummy the meat too. It doesn't make no difference. The achila goes by the goyren and the b'nei me'ayim. So the mouth is nothing more than just getting it into the body. The derech achila is if you eat something raw, it's not derech achila, right? If you put something bitter on it, it's not derech achila. There are ways to make something not derech achila. But this is not derech achila. This is not the normal way that a person would go and take food and put it into their mouth. Why? Again, we're going now on the side that a dog would qualify for bikkur. But the way you put it into your mouth is enough to make it not derech achila. The whole thing is the chmagafi sigra. From now, just one last thing, because I want to finish the sugya. At least that we'll have what to go back to. The one last thing. What does the pasuk of Esizevel Yechlu Haklovim? What does that do for us? Esizevel Yechlu Haklovim. That's the next Tosis. Just take a look at that Tosis. Says Tosis. Tosis says. By the way, Tosis seems to say what I was telling you, which is that Avade. Avada, the Gemara is now going that consumption is the ikar. Because if the Gemara was going, it's a din in the Gavra, then the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. So the whole sugi is only going that it's a din on, it's not a din on the Adam. So if that's the case, so what do you need to bring from Izevel for? So look what Toysu says. Hop shitalei, the shaykhalei gabi behemi bedavaroyla. Hatamaisa. Avada, the Gemara knew that if somebody had in mind, Lamashal, that a mincha, which is made out of tfuah, should be eaten by a behemish aloy bizmanoi, avada, that would be pigul. For that, we wouldn't even need the pasuk. You hear what Tosfos is telling us? We wouldn't need the pasuk. Of course, we wouldn't have to jump to Malachim, as he's evil yechlu aklovim, if the client, let's say the story is different than our Gemara. The Kohen was bringing a mincha, and when he was koimitz the mincha, he had in mind that the kelev or the behema should eat this mincha shalei bezmanai. Avada, that would be pikul. That's not even a shayla. Why? Because Tosfos is bought. Ki dechsiv tia kol tvoas alecho. Ela mechilus baso maybe raya. The raya is that Achilles Basar, for a dog to eat meat, maybe that's not the normal thing. That's not the dog's normal way to eat. Ayat says, like Kelev Tashlichanos, doesn't use the Lashon Achilles there. Right? Doesn't say the Kelev will eat it, it says, like Kelev Tashlichanos. Exactly like Zev was saying, by Izevel. I mean, L'chor, what the Gemara means is that it would have said, there's Pesari Zevel, Yemush Lech Leklovim, just like it uses by Nevel. Not a Lashon Achilles. So what Tosfos seems to be saying is that the only thing we're learning from Izevel really is that it's derech achila. Not that an animal's eating can accomplish pigul. That's poshut. As long as the animal's eating something which is called derech achila, avade. The chiddush is bosa. It's mamish unbelievable. It's nervoy. It's not mamish no revoyim. Huh? Okay, Rabbi said, let's continue. I'm going to ask the oilim, first of all, just start to give you some Aram HaKremis for next week. So, Lagabi, this Shaila of Derech Achila, not Derech Achila, there happens to be a Minchas Chinuch. Fascinating Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch has a shayla, I'll give you the Maor Mokom exactly. It's Mitzvah Kuf Mem Dalet, right here at the end of Ois Beis. He has the following shayla. His shayla is, if somebody has in mind to eat Kotshim, Shaloike Derech Achila. Meaning, everything is proper. He had a koyin shechta, the chattas. He had in mind to eat the chattas. The part of the chattas that's eaten. But he's going to eat it raw. So he's going to eat it, it's not derech achila. That should be pigul. Zich, if you only go by consumption, should zich be pigul. So the Minchas Chinuch says, do we look at it, that's called derech achila, or he had a mind to eat it in a shalaika derech achila way. He's going to take the meat and he's going to put the vinegar on it. He's going to put something mild, something bitter on it and eat it. Does that interfere with the process of pigul? That's the Minchas Chinuch Shaila. And the Minchas Chinuch brings a raya from our sugya, from the Shita Mekubetzes. He says, I am B'Shita Mekubetzes over here, the Avlamed Aleph, that says, Ein derech achila bekach. Harei mefurish to be in machshava lecho, kederech achila. Meaning, just like we find later on, that if you had a mind to eat skin, it's not. That's included in the Mishnah. Lechol dover shein darkei lechol. There's no pigul. But that's because the heftz is not roi lechil. The skin, by its nature, is not edible. Here, the Milchas Chinuch saying, you had a mind to eat something which is edible, and normally you eat it, but you're gradually going to eat it, shaloi kederech achila. So he brings a raya from our shita, that if you had a mind to put vinegar on it and eat it, no pigul. So if the guy had in mind, b'shash, b'shashchita, that he's going to eat the pigul, shaloi kederech achila, taka not pigul. Mamish b'rafi sikla, so comes out of maskona, Snoopy pigul, some vinegar on the chatas, no pigul. How do you rectify this, b'chlach? You get this? He's not talking about the vinegar. You can put the vinegar in your mouth. He's saying you're eating it, or eat it raw. His point is you're eating it not in the normal way. Those are his two tzadim. Do we look at it like the cheftza, or do we look at it the way you're eating it? And he brings a raya from this shita that we don't look at the cheftza. Even though the cheftza be'etzim is royal achila, but since you're not eating it kederech achila, that's enough. The way he understands, the reason why Tosfos says that by Tomei the only machshava is possible is that he's going to eat it betumeh is because there's only two options. Either that the kohen will pick it up and eat it, which is derech achila, or somebody else will put it into his mouth, which is shaloi kederech achila. And since we say somebody else putting it into his mouth is not an option, is it right that not derech achila is not doesn't work? Even though the cheftz of the boss are there, the kohen took a piece of steak that was beautifully made, and you ate it. It was 100% consumable, but somebody else put it into your mouth. And the sheet is saying it's not derech achila. Zok de Minchas Chinuch says this sheet of Mekubetzes that even though the cheftza is royal achila 100%, the way you're eating it is shaloi kederech achila, not pigul.
Because the machshava destroyed
it. No, because achila destroyed it.
No, the machshava. In other words, his machshava, if he starts off and says, I'm going to feed it to tomato, and then once he has that machshava, what is he saying? He's saying, I'm taking a very good korban, I'm now going to turn it into possible.
No.
And now I'm going to
no.
make it pickle.
I'm not turning. I'm not turning it possible. I'm not turning it possible. I'm not turning it possible. I'm just going to make him eat it shaloi kederech achila.
And as soon as he puts it in, it's going to be tomei.
No. The Minchas Chinuch is talking about something that's kosher. The Minchas Chinuch is talking about something that's kosher. He's saying you take a piece of steak, you put it into the guy's mouth. He's being medayik from the sheet Mekubetzes. That's saying that if somebody else puts the meat into your mouth, that's already called shaloi kederech achila. The sheet is not saying that it's tomei. The sheet is saying somebody else puts it into your mouth, we don't have the problem that it's tummy. Because then the tum and the pigul is happening simultaneously, we don't have a problem. The only problem we have is it's shaloi kederech achila, not tumah. That's the whole point of the sheet. The sheet is trying to say, I have a way to avoid the tumah problem by somebody else putting it into your mouth. On that, the sheet says, doesn't matter, it's not derech achila, says the Milchas Chinuch. So we see, besides for tumah, nothing to do with tumah. If somebody's eating it not in the normal way, even though it's roi l'achila 100%, it's not pigul.
Why would we disagree with that? Well, I don't understand. Why would we disagree with that? It's not eating. It's not eating. If you're going to say shalom, it's not eating.
It's not there.
It's the same thing as if you left it in the
cabinet
and you close
it. I feel like this is a joke. Well, it was circus time. I don't understand what's going on here. I'm much more lost than you. I'm a kind of you. Because I just finished giving a hagdoma arucha that if somebody put nevela into your mouth and you consumed it, you chayv malkus. And it's called derech achila. You're telling me it's not derech achila.
No.
I'm totally confused.
It's
what?
Because if we say people is totally on the machshava, not the
Again, the machshava was that somebody else put the food into your mouth. You tell me it's not derech achilus. I'm asking you. Open up the Rambam, open up the Gemara Ksubis, and you'll see that somebody takes any machos asuris. Take the whole shas out. Any machos asuris, it puts it into your mouth, and you eat it. You chayev malchus because it's derech achilus. And you tell me it's not derech achilus.
No, you chayev because you ate the
veil. But if you eat the veil, you shloike derech achilus, you chayev?
Sure.
Wrong! Oh, that was the disconnect. Shaloi k'derech achilah is part of my kol ha'terek kula. Oh, now I understand the disconnect. Shaloi k'derech achilah kol ha'terek kula is part of. Yet, if somebody's toicha for something nevela into your mouth and you swallow it, you chay. If you know why, and this is what I gave all, I was screaming about this for 20 minutes, because that's not the part that halacha recognizes as the ma'as achilah. Torah only recognizes ma'as achilah is what you're consuming. And as long as what you're consuming is a normal thing to consume, and you're consuming it, not how it got into your mouth, how you jumped into your kitchen, the excavator put it into your mouth, don't make a difference. As long as I consume something which is normally eaten, and I consumed it, it went into my guf from my throat down, normally, I'm chayev. And for that, there's a beferish asugya. That was our question. So what's the shalei k'derech achilah? That's why we had two separate problems. One problem is the fact that if a dog eats his araya, that we don't care about derech achilah b'chlal. We only care about the consumption. Va'afilu tim tzalaymah, we care about the consumption. Toichev is never not derech achilah. In all of Shas. All of a sudden now, and Adam in Cheschinach is using this toichev as a raya klali, that if you have in mind, shaloi k'derech achilah, that you potter by pigle. Uses this as a raya. But this has nothing to do with shaloi k'derech achilah of kol ha'terek kula. You see what? We went through the sugya of Lamashcha. I davka ignored David because I didn't want to confront him. But Lamashcha is only done by Matnas Kuna. The rest of Kachem you could eat shaloi k'derech malacha. It's not Makav Lamashcha. So that's I heard David when you said it to him. Okay, anyway. So this is a plea, and the plea sasugi here just keeps on snowballing. Go vaitel. Sakti Gemara. Next shaila, which is all intertwined, seems to be intertwined. Boy Ravashi, chishiv lechol kazayis b'shnei b'nei adamah. Again, if a kelev is enough, one kelev is better than two people. The whole reason why kelev is good is because I don't look at the ma'is achila, I look at the consumption. Here, your mamas have normal consumption. Mitzad the carbon, a whole kazayis was consumed. Happens to be there were two people. Two people are worse than one behemoth. Snoopy, yeah, two kalim gedolim, no. What's going on? It's mamish a plea. Oy basa achila azlina, the leka shiur. Mamish a plea. How could this be worse than a dog? Vaita. Oma baya toshma lecho kachatzi zayis, ulahakte kachatzi zayis. Kosher, shein achili v'aktoro mitztarfi. Lamed aleph from the base, holecho v'lechol, if you can eat it both, just not by two people, do me the lechol u'lahakter. V'echi domi shnei b'nei odem mitztarfi, shma mino. That's the right mas. Poi rove, chishei v'lechol kazayis b'yoyse mechte achilos prasmal. So we already came to the conclusion that a dog is pigul, 100%. Then we started clearing two people. I know, Havana, why that should be a difference. But the conclusion was two people also. So what's Yosef Mechtei Achilas Pras? That's zikha no worse than two people. What's the problem with Yosef Mechtei Achilas Pras? That's not mitzav. You ate it in more than 9 minutes. Okay, so what's the problem? So you ate a half a kazayis within this 1 9-minute period, and he does that because the next 9-minute period. That's not more separated than two people.
One person, so it's another step. One person is more than a thing.
It's better. It's better, exactly. But we concluded that even two people is mitzdachef. Now the Gemara is saying a new shaila. So basically, a dog, good. Two people, also good. That's all going in the same direction. We don't look at the maisa achila. Consume. Now we're clearing one person, yoyseh b'chdei achila's pras. What's going on here? Why would one person, yoyseh b'chdei achila's pras, be worse than two people? The whole problem of yoyseh b'chdei achila's pras is not mitzurif. That's for sure. One person more than achila's pras is more mitzurif than two people. It is consumed. Again, a chatzi kazayis is not consumed either. No, but I'm saying chatzi kazayis is also not consumed. But if Shmerel had a chatzi kazayis, I had in mind that Shmerel should have a chatzi kazayis. And Beryl should have a chatzi kazayis 4 hours later, no problem. I don't have to have in mind that these two people... This is comical. The Bechdei Achila's pras of two people is not Bechdei Achila's pras. Rabbeinu Dal Makula. I can't believe what's going on here. You to save me. I need Atzoli. Thank you. It doesn't. Exactly. Why is it so glatt?
Because you're not looking
at the people, you're looking at the buser. Hey, funny people here. Do you have to eat Truma Techidechilus Pras? No. Because it's consumed. Of course it's consumed. Als Mais Achille. So if you eat something more than Kedei Achilas Pras, your Mais Achila doesn't connect. It's not Alts the Chefza. You, as a person, your Mais Achila doesn't connect. If two people are connecting, Toi Kedei Achilas Pras is meaningless. Toi Kedei Achilas Pras of what? Ruben ate a Chatzi Kazayis. Toi Kedei Achilas Pras of nothing. Shimon ate a Chatzi Kazayis. Toi Kedei Achilas Pras of nothing. What makes it Toi Kedei Achilas Pras? Does anybody here understand what's going on? Maybe something in that side of the room? Does anybody understand why two people, it's called Tekedechus? I'm totally confused. Tekedechus process is measured by only one thing. From when you started eating to when you finished eating. So the clock starts ticking from when you started eating. So if I didn't eat at all, me, the second guy, the clock didn't start ticking. Never started, it never ended. I ate this chatzi kazayis, shaloi b'chdechil's pras, of anything. Not only that, I ate it shaloi b'chdechil's pras, of nothing.
So therefore,
if you need toich k'dechil's pras, by definition, that would mean you need one person. Because the only, and this is such a plea that the stipler's atzal. Because of this kasha, the stipler rewrites the sugya. The stipler learns that when the Gemara hears a shayla, toich k'dechilus pras or not, what the Gemara means is, you ate it so slow, that even if you would have eaten the other half of kazayas, it wouldn't have been toich k'dechilus pras. So it comes out that even the half is not k'derech achila. That's you're the stipler's chab. It's all not in the Gemara. But the stipler is saying that it's such a bomb because the whole milo, you have to understand, Torah Kedichilas Pras is not a svara. It's halacha Moshe Sinai. That's not saying the oilim here is like talking as though Torah Kedichilas Pras is above a svara. It's halacha Moshe Sinai. The halacha Moshe Sinai is that if one person, one individual, eats a half a kazayas and then eats another half a kazayas, the Achilas Pras unites it. It's halacha Moshe Sinai. The halacha Moshe Sinai was said by one person. So in Kol HaTorah Kula, wherever you need Torah Kedechilus Pras, if two people do it, it doesn't work. So that's the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. That's the beginning of the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, and that's the end of the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. There is no other halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. But Yossi decided, together with his sidekick, he decided that there's such a thing called clock connections.
No.
So I don't know what point. So what is the point? So what is the point? The Torah never said that there's a tziruf between two people. Period. In fact, the Torah said beferish there isn't. Which means that when the Torah said the shear of k'tei achilas pras, it said one thing. It said that if you have one person that makes two achilas within 9 minutes or 3 minutes or 7 minutes, whatever chayas pras is, the halacha is that they connect. So the big elephant that we have in the room from the beginning of the sugya till the end of the sugya, the big elephant in the room, it's not just by Averis, it's by mitzvahs, it's by Kol. The big elephant in the room here is, once we introduce Snoopy, we're throwing all the rules of Achil out. So why are we struggling with Achil? One second. Exactly. And in Hilchas consumption, there is no difference between something which is eaten Torch Kedech Elos Pas and Yosem Yosem Elos. That's why by Shemitah when is it in Achila, but there's no din Achila.
The only difference,
something that was eaten within 9 minutes or more than 9 minutes, there's only one difference, is that it's considered as though you didn't have a whole kazayis. You didn't consume a kazayis. We do not have a problem that the thing wasn't consumed. And that's why in all the dinim of the Torah, which don't require you to eat, like truma, your behemoth can eat truma, you can eat it in more than kedei achilas pras. You know why? Because it's consumption of tikkun, not the ma'is achilas od. So, but over there, there's no din of kedei achilas pras. Over there, there's no din derech achila. Over there, you throw out the whole book. Okay. Then there's another parsha, ma'is achilas odom. Ma'isa achilas adam requires one person eating one kazayas at the same time. And if you eat it more than kedei achilas pras, you don't have one person eating one kazayas at the same time. So it's as though he ate two half a kazayasim separately.
And that's not consumption.
You didn't hear what I'm saying. Wherever you require consumption, that is considered consumption. Wherever it's totally not a machshava, ma'isa. Wherever you need a ma'isa achila.
It has to come into the consumption in a way that can be consumed.
Exactly. Wherever you need consumption. Wherever you need consumption, there's no din of kedei achilas pras. I'll say it 1,000 times. Wherever there's no din, why not? Because that's the way the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim was given. That's not my business. But that's the halacha. The halacha is by truma and by shvius, by kol haTorah kula. Where there's a din consumption, the yosim kedei achilas pras does not obstruct consumption. It only obstructs one thing and one thing only. And that is, when the Torah said that I'm not allowed to eat a kazayas, the Torah said I'm not allowed to eat a kazayas at the same time. So if I eat half a kazayas here and half a kazayas here, granted, I ate a kazayas. And that's why if I made a nether that I'm not going to eat a kazayas, there's a whole discussion there in Shavuos. I ate a kazayas. I consumed the kazayas. I just didn't do it at the same time. So therefore, since there's an issue for me to eat a kazayas at the same time, I didn't do that. And therefore, I'm potter. If you did a turkey, the achilas pras, there's a halacha on Mishma Sinai, that it's equivalent to you doing a ma'is achila at the same time. Period. That's why the whole kedei achilas pras only enters the room when we're dealing with a question of the same time. Meaning where the Torah gave me a prohibition that I can't eat a kazayas at the same time, so really I should have to swallow it like a bliskel. So it's one. No, Halacha Mishmisinakam says Toyka Dechilus Pras is equivalent to eating at the same time. So all Toyka Dechilus Pras doesn't do anything for consumption. It doesn't do anything for Derech Achila. It only does one thing. It unites the two kazeisim that you ate to you. That it did it one time. If you go beyond it, it's called consumed. And it's called that it was eaten. And it's, I didn't say here. I'm talking about Kolat Terakula. And we have no special psukim here. The only thing we have here is that here you don't even need Achilas Adam. The only thing we have here different than Kolat Terakula is that here the Gemara is assuming Snoopy is also okay. Snoopy's okay. So basically, we have no psukim by Kachim that we require something different than Shvius and Truman all everywhere else. The only additional thing we have here is that Snoopy is invited in the room too. Come in, Snoopy. You're also part of the Pigel process. Okay? And two people are also part of the Pigel process. Why? Because we don't care about the Maisa Adam. We care about the consumption. So now, so what's Achilles Pras? Achilles Pras doesn't even enter the room. Achilles Pras is not Megeya. If you don't even need one person and you don't need a person, the dog zecher doesn't have to eat a turkey dechis pras because there's no such thing as a chis pras by a dog, right? The dog doesn't have to eat a turkey dechis pras. You don't even need one person. So then, why in the world would turkey that? Why would if you have one person with two people, turkey dechis pras is meaningless? It doesn't even. It doesn't. It's non. It's nonsensical. It doesn't even. It doesn't even. Doesn't even make sense. So why? Why would you need it? Why would you need it by? Why would you need it by two people? You don't need it by Snoopy. By Snoopy the dog, you don't need it. Because right. It's consumed.
Right. By two people,
you don't need it because it's consumed.
Because you have the shear.
You don't have the shear. You only have the shear in consumption.
Correct.
Exactly. So when one person eats one of the Dechel's Pras, you also have consumption. That's why it's good for shears and for Truma. This is like this. Somebody had Machol Sasuris this morning. Matamtam is like, I don't know what's going on here. We're talking now. I'm really convinced I could explain this to a sixth grader. What I just said, I could explain to a sixth grader. Toich kedei achilus pras is halacha l'moshe Sinai that was never given for consumption. It was never given for derech achila. It was never given for anything. It was only given for one thing. Halacha achilus pras. So you can't arbitrarily decide. Neither could the sugya decide to arbitrarily insert it wherever you like it. It was, you can take it the way it was given. The halacha l'moshe Sinai was given for one thing and one thing only. And that is, in order to make a person, a gavra, who has to do something at the same time, to be mitzaref, his action, to make it the same time, it's not any more consumed, less consumed, how much consumed. In order for you to make a ma'isa achilum that you're really supposed to do simultaneously, without the halacha l'moshe Sinai was given, the fact that you swallowed this piece and it swallowed it, and then you swallowed another piece, it's not connected. The halacha l'moshe says is no. If you have a turkey that has a breast, it's called one achila. Okay, but we've already gone there. We're past that many blocks ago. That by pigul, you don't need achilas adam. You don't need a ma'is achil of one person. All you need is the tetzah that it was consumed. Okay, so achilas pras is not even in the ballpark of our discussion. It's not even, it's no shaykhis b'chlam. That would be like somebody saying, Hoytzor by Shabbos needs to be Toyke de Achilles Pras. Has no shaykhis. Somebody takes out a half a kazayas on Shabbos, takes out another half a kazayas on Shabbos. Yeah? So it's a mitzvah. There's no din of Toyke de Achilles Pras because it has nothing to do with that. So the question is, this has nothing to do with our sugya. Toyke de Achilles Pras has nothing to do with our sugya. Once a dog is okay, and once two people are okay, by definition, that means I don't need a mice of achilas kazayas. All I need is a consumption. And in the consumption arena, achilas pras is meaningless. It's not a mile or a chsaron. What I'm telling you is more than that. It shouldn't even be a mile. Forget it. It shouldn't even be a mile in the pigul.
It's a gather of what is consumption. It's a gather of what is. If someone has a machshav with the noise, I'm going to have a chatzi kazayas in 2018, and I'm going to have another chatzi kazayas in 2025.
So if I hope Eza Hashem, you're giving me Arichas Yom, I'm like Rav Preda, because I'm going to say it again.
Is that people?
There are areas in halacha where you only need consumption. Where you need consumption, you don't need one person, you don't need one period, time period, you don't need one, all you need is consumption. Truma, shvias, all those things. Okay? All those things. In those areas, there's no din of teched echel's pras. It's not consumed. It is consumed. It is consumed. There's not even a chatchil that it should be done teched echel's pras, because teched echel's pras has nothing to do with consumption. That's why in all the areas of halacha that don't require a maisa achilas kazayas, there's no din of teched echel's pras, because it's a different language. It doesn't even connect. There's no shaychas. Okay, so that's that. Now, pigul. It's a reasonable, it's sensible to say, I don't know where pigul sits. Is pigul a din achila? Or is pigul din consumption? That makes sense on daf lamed aleph amid aleph, before we started the sugya, that we have a very good shayla. What is pigul? Is pigul mais achilas adam? Or is pigul consumption? Now, if all it is consumption, potentially we may even be able to go so far and say a dog also counts. I mean, that would be going far. That wouldn't work by other areas, but maybe, who knows, maybe even a dog counts. But if a dog counts, then surely there's no din of achila. There's a din of consumption. It should be consumed. Oh, so if all it is consumption, so stands to reason. If one dog is good, l'havdil, two people are good. And if two people are good, obviously, k'dechus pras. K'dechus pras is already 20 miles away from where we already got to. It's like you're going backwards. You're in a different planet. Because we already resolved you don't need a ma'is achila. We already resolved that a dog works.
It's a mistake. Because there are two types of achilas by people. Clearly, there's achilas alone, there's achilas
mizbeah, okay? Right. And what's up? Where does Achilles Keller fall under? Where does Achilles Keller fall?
Oh, that's a question. That's right. My question. Is it
that was the Gemara's question.
So I'll say.
That was the Gemara's question.
So I'll say something radical. I'll say Achilles Keller.
You radical? Not Shaykh. Not
Shaykh.
Oh, really? And two Bnei Adam? And two people are what?
Now that the human.
Two people. And two people. Was Achilles Mizbeach? That's Bnei Adam.
So there are two different scales.
No problem. So Achilles Shnei Bnei Adam is Achilles Adam. Okay, I have about 20 questions on your Achilles Mizbeach with the dog thing, but I don't have to go there because it's not even a geya. Maybe next week we'll talk about it. But let's say I would agree with you that Achilles Kelev is called Achilles Mizbeach, Rachmana Litzlan, right? So now, let's say, but two Bnei Adam, but even in your radical world, you're agreeing that two Bnei Adam is not Achilles Mizbeach. Baruch Hashem, right? One second. That you agree, right? Okay. That's Achilles Adam. Now, does you do agree or don't agree?
No. Achilles Bnei Adam, that's where the shine is.
No, I understand. But if two Bnei Adam work for Pigel, is that Midin Achilles Mizbeach or Achilles Adam? Just answer the question. In the radical, the most you're radical.
That would be Midin Achilles Mizbeach.
Two people? Okay, beautiful. Givaldik! I'm dancing for joy. Givaldik. So Yoisim Echte Achilles, but all of a sudden, Yoisim Echte Achilles Pras, which is also separated into Achilles, that's no good for Mizbeach. Why can't that be now Pras Lanz Achilles Mizbeach? Why can't that be Pras Lanz Achilles Mizbeach? In your radical world.
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask as many questions. The Gemara does have such a shayla. Yes, it's the next Gemara.
Oh, it's the next
Gemara. Yeah, it's this Gemara. You're not going to even have to, next week. Right now, the Gemara talks about it right now.
But
Gemara talks about it right now. I'm just asking a simple question. I don't begin to understand how anybody in this room can understand the chiluk from Klavim to Adam. I could strenuously explain, even though I could say, well, by Klavim there's no din achiluk. Like yes, he's saying there's some kind of new, but by Adam it's not like that. But once we approve that Shnei Bnei Adam is Pigul, right, then Achilles Pras is meaningless. And that's why the disciple is saying, obviously, Obviously, Yoisim Echtei Achilas Pras, because Achilas Pras of two people is less connected. The Halacha of Moshe Sinai doesn't address it. The problem of what I think what the Eilim is not understanding is when you have Yoisim Echtei Achilas Pras, when you come to Bezdin, the problem is not that you ate Yoisim Echtei Achilas Pras. That's not the problem. The reason why you don't get Malkus is not because of Yoisim Echtei Achilas Pras. It's because you have less than a Kazayas. It's that you have where you really you know what Bezdin would tell a dummy who doesn't understand? They'd say, Reb Yid, it's as though you're two people. The most elementary way to explain Achilas Pras, Yoisim Achilas Pras, to a person would be, Reb Yid, the fact that you ate it more than 9 minutes apart, it's like two people ate it. Even though you won, Asoya Kosov Kishtayim. The Torah says we don't recognize that one person ate one Kazayas. So here, two people work, which is more broken up than a million Shia Kadechilas Pras, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Zev, we'll give you a week to simmer, and I think you'll come back a better man. I mean, you're a good man, but you'll come back a... Basically, do you hear what's going on? Even the seniors. Truth is me, Zonka.
There's 2A and there's 2B.
It's not
2A.